Have you ever encountered a situation where your feline friend has climbed a tree but cannot get down by himself? Or have you ever found a possum stuck in your chimney? What if a horse was in your pool? On today's show, we are delighted to introduce Nigel Williamson, a professional animal rescuer who operates Nigel's Animal Rescue in Melbourne, Australia, over 16 hours a day and is on call at all times 7 days a week. His service frees animals trapped in all sorts of places and provides treatment to injured beings. Nigel has rescued over 30,000 cats, dogs, koalas, deer, kangaroos and other animals. Now let's meet Nigel to hear about the rescue. To Nigel, no mission is too big or too small. He is always ready to do his best to help our animal friends.
The dog in the quicksand, what happened there?
That dog had actually been running away from a fire that we had that came over the South Gippsland Highway, and it was discovered the next day the dog to be out in the quicksand area. So we had to come up with an idea to be able to go over on top of the surface of the quicksand. We used two blow-up jet skis. We took the motors out of them. They're very lightweight, and if the surface of this quicksand had collapsed, well, obviously the jet ski wasn't going to collapse. So we thought it was a very good idea. I could see it working, but I had to convince the owner of the company to allow me to do it and sign all the paperwork to waive all rights of responsibility. So I wore it all myself, that if something happened, I knew in my mind that I was able to do it. We signed the paperwork, we got on with the job, and 15 minutes later, the dog was out and rescued.
Nigel has the trust of the animals he frees.
It was amazing some of the places that the possums got themselves into, and how you were able just to go up to them and pick them up when normally they'll take off and run away from you. I was up offering water to them in bowls that they were quite happily taking from me without being scared. It just showed how much stress that they were under, that they were asking for help from us.
Possum friends are common animals that Nigel helps resettle back in nature.
A lot of our work is getting possums out of people's homes. So when we do that, we use the most humane method of getting them out of a roof, which is a one-way gate. The possums leave the roof at night time, as they normally do through our one-way gate, and in the morning they can't come back in again. But what we do is we put up possum boxes onto the property, into the trees that the possums know. We create that natural nesting site for them, so the possum goes and adapts and lives inside of a possum box. So it's a better for the people to live with the possums outside than rather obviously live with them inside the wall. It is a lot better to have them outside where they do belong. The reason why people have a lot of possums in their roofs and then down their wall cavities is because man has taken away all of their natural habitat, the dead hollow trees that they natural nest inside of. So we've come along, we've cleared our forests, we've put up wonderful homes with wall cavities into them, and the possums have adapted to our roof spaces and down inside the walls, as that is the equivalent of a hollow tree to a possum. So once again, it's man that has caused these problems.
Wall cavities can be a danger to small animals.
It is Mishka, come here, Mishka.
Yeah, this is just one of our cats. We do a lot of cat rescues where the mother cats have the kittens in the roof areas of homes, and then the kittens fall down inside the wall cavities. Oh. So I have to come along and put a little hole in people's walls and get the kittens out, otherwise they would starve and die there. We've had up to 19 kittens at one time that my wife was hand-feeding on the bottle. Oh. Then we had to find homes for them all. So it's not just wildlife we deal with all animals.
Working in the field of animal rescue for over 25 years, Nigel always relishes challenges. A cat trapped in a pipe was a memorable case for him.
The cat in the pipe.
Was there a cat in the pipe?
Yes, that was the cat that was underground, underneath the house, a metre underground, and they're looking inside the wall cavities, and the house was on a concrete slab. It wasn't until we cut a hole in the wall and found what we call a stink pipe. We cut the pipe in half, which was only a small 40mm pipe, and we looked down inside of the pipe. We could see the kitten trying to get up because he was in a bigger pipe underground. So the only way to get to that little kitten was to cut a big square concrete bit out of the concrete slab outside, dig down 1 metre into the where the pipe was, cut the pipe down at ground level, underneath the ground, and then get the kitten out. That in itself, that was an amazing rescue. That took us about 4 hours to get him out. And I love those situations where you've got an animal like this in a situation that is not an easy one. You've got to think outside of the square. And my comments at the time is, I won't leave here until that animal's out, whether it takes me hours or takes me days.
When we come back, we'll have more from our fascinating talk with Nigel Williamson. Please stay with us. Welcome back to Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants. Today's show features Nigel Williamson, a professional animal rescuer from Melbourne, Australia, who devotes his days and nights to his loving work. On Nigel's 2-hectare property, his wife Sharon looks after more than 100 animals that have been saved. She specialises in hand-raising young orphaned birds, kittens and possums.
Any animals that come in, I rehabilitate, bring up, hand raise. At one stage I had 19 kittens and that was a lot of work.
Yeah.
Most of them were bottle fed and then I was weaning them onto the wet food as well. So I had a certain amount onto the wet food and a certain amount that were just still being bottle fed.
Nigel shares with us the sad reality of how birds become entangled because of man-made materials and end up losing their lives because they cannot free themselves.
Now, this is a very common problem that happens. Magpies, cockatoos, galahs and corallas are the most common bird that pick up twine on the ground and it gets caught around their feet and they fly into the tree and then the twine or the netting gets caught around the tree and the birds end up hanging upside down by their feet and they can be hanging there for hours and days. Seconds is crucial for me to get out there as quickly as I can to get up the tree to get those birds down. I have seen some horrific injuries from pieces of twine that the birds have picked up off the ground. So I ask anybody that ever sees any rubbish lying around in the gutters or on the streets, any twine, any plastic and netting especially, to pick it up and dispose of it. It looks innocent enough on the ground, but it's lethal towards our native wildlife, our birds.
From his work, Nigel has discovered that the cause of an animal becoming trapped or injured can often be traced to human actions or decisions that do not consider the other beings in the area.
A lot of my rescues have been caused by man. That can be the way that we build our buildings to let animals into roofs and down wall cavities, possums and birds going down chimneys. We've got a lot of environmental problems out in the oceans with all the plastic that's getting caught up around all the whales and the seals and the penguins and all the marine life. So just about everything I do has been caused by man. If we changed our attitudes and changed the way that we designed and we built things and thought about the animals that are going to be living around our structures and preventing causes. We can stop these things from happening. Shopping centres that get birds inside, they don't build a little window upstairs to open up to let the birds out. All a lot of little things can be implemented into our buildings and structures that would allow animals to be able to get out or stop them from getting in the first place.
The animals that Nigel has freed serve as his motivation to continue his work. Nigel next shares with us the feelings he experiences when saving animals.
It's just amazing when you're involved, the adrenaline rush that you get to get that animal out of the situation, whether it's high up a tree, near power, stuck between houses, underground. The adrenaline just takes over and you've got to do whatever you have to do to get that animal out. And some of the things that I've done over the years have amazed myself that I've been able to achieve the result to get that animal out and to get it back to the person again. Now, returning an animal back to somebody that's emotionally upset because else. They've seen their animal in pain and suffering. The emotions that I've seen on people, the tears from one moment to the next moment, laughing and full of joy. It is just absolutely wonderful.
In recognition of Nigel's noble mission and passion for animals, Supreme Master Ching Hai graciously contributed $2,000 Australian, or approximately $1,500 US, to support his rescue efforts.
I can't believe that.
That's absolutely amazing. Thank you. Thank you very, very much, Master Ching Hai. We can get our big aviary put up with the birds and give them a better quality of life with that, I think.
We salute Nigel Williamson and his Nigel's Animal Rescue team members like Sharon Williamson for their selfless dedication and work at all hours to aid Australia's animal friends in their time of need. Amiable viewers, we enjoyed your company for today's episode of Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants. Coming up next is enlightened entertainment after noteworthy news here on Supreme Master Television. May harmony prevail on Earth.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/AW.